Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Tainus, Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amabez, and we are discussing the Makoros, the Ramazim in Tanakh, for the fact that we have 18 brachos in our Amida, in our Tefillah. The Gemara asked, how do you know 18? And we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik that you have to find the Makar, because you can't just daven to Hashem. There has to be a Matir, there has to be a basis in earlier sources and text for us to be able to daven. I didn't mention it this last time. That's why he says that we start off every day by saying, "U'bishirei David avdecha nahalelcha," that we say with the words of David HaMelech, we praise you. Right? We use the words of the Nevi'im. We use David. That's the matir. That's what allows us to pray, because we use at least the context are the words of the prophets, and then we're allowed to add in our own in the middle. But the Gemara says, how do you know 18 brachos? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi had said the 18 times, the 18 mizmorim that are precede Yul Ratzon Imri Fi in Tehillim. So that's number one. So that's Tefillah. Number two, we had Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says it's the 18 parts of our spine that bend when we bow down. Number three, Rabbi Levi said it's the 18 Shemos of Hashem in the Mizmor LaDavid Perek that we say on Friday night. Havu LaShem B'nei Elim. That was number three. Number four, Rabbi Hananya, B'Shem Rabbi Pincha, said the 18 times that we have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov written in a pasuk in the Torah. And we saw last time that you leave out the one in Vayetze, and you leave in the one in Vayechi. So we are up to number five now. Number five towards the bottom of the Amon Yud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan Keneged Shmona Asar Tzivuyin Shekasa B'Parshas Mishkan Sheni. That it's Keneged the 18 times that it says Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, the Tzivuyim that it says in Parshas Pekudei, the second time that the Mishkan is listed off. We know in Truma Tetzaveh is the first time, and Vayakab Bakude is the second time. So it's the 15 times that it has it there. Amar Bchia Barada Ubil Chod. But you start counting from Umin Va'aso Aliyah Ben Achisamachla Atidan At Sofei Desifra until the end. But you don't count the first one, which is more inclusive and general. But you count the latter ones in Bakude. Why? What is this connected? Why is this appropriate Pekude connected to the Amida? So it says the Karman Eda, Shetfilas, can I get to meet them Tiknum? As we know, the Gemara says in Brachas, Gemara in Brachas, Tefillah. We're trying to figure out the source of Tefillah, and we find the source of Tefillah is Avoda, the Mishkan. So obviously, Tefillah is Kemeget Tmidim Tiknum. That's quoting from a Gemara, as we know, in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Chav Vav Amabez, where the Gemara talks about a Machlokas, whether Tefillah is Kemeget Avos, or Tefillah is Kemeget Tmidim. That's a Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says Tefillah is Kemeget Tmidim Tiknum, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who says Tefillah is Kemeget Avos Tiknum. What's interesting, as we have pointed out, and that is, seems to be a Machlokas locus in the Gemara, and yet the Rambam quotes both opinions. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah quotes Tefillah's Keneged Tzmidim Tiknum, and the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim quotes Tefillah's Keneged Avos Tiknum. That's what the Rambam discusses in towards the end of Mishnah Torah. Interesting that the Rambam feels that this is important enough to put into Mishnah Torah the idea of where mitzvahs came from and when they were commanded. All of them, the Rambam says, Al Shisha Dvarim, Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam Arishon. Avodizara, Berchaz Hashem, Shrichas Damim V'chulu. And then, Noach got one more. Hosif Le Noach Ever Menachai, Shenemar Ach Basar B'Dafshod Abolos Ochelu, Nimsa Sheva Mitzvos, V'chein Hayadavar B'chol Ha'olam Ad Avraham. Until Avraham came along. Ba Avraham B'Nitzava Yasser Al Elu B'Mila. V'hu His Pala Shachris. There it is. Yislah Kifish Meiser. V'hosef tefillah acheres lifnos hayom. V'yakov hosef gid anashev his palel arvis. So you see the Rambam quotes tefillahs keneged avos tiknum as well as tmidim, which he says in Hilchas Tefillah. And that's the question that's asked by Rav Soloveitchik and by the Maariz Chayis there in Brachas and Daf Chavav. So he says, how could it be the Rambam quote both? So they both say, the Maariz Chayis says, look in the Rambam's words in Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin and Daf Kuf. That's where the Rambam discusses the chiluk between the history of a mitzvah and why a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. That's the Rambam on the Mishnah, without getting back into the details about a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, whether Gidon Asha applies only to kosher animals or to non-kosher animals as well. And that's what the Rambam says, Shatatzorach Ladaf, Shekol Masha Anu Nizhar Mimenu, Osim Oso Hayom. Everything we do or don't do today, Ein anu osim zos el bebeit tzivu Hashem ayde Moshe. The reason that we do or don't do anything today is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo mipnei shehashem tziva b'kach l'neviim shekadmuhu. Not because, we don't do bris milah because Avram Avinu did bris milah. We don't do Gidon Asher because Yaakov Avinu. Dugma l'kach, ein anu ochlem eiver menachai. Lo mipnei shehashem asar al b'nei noach eiver menachai. Ela mipnei shemoshe asar aleinu eiver menachai. V'mashin stava b'sinai, sheyishoer eiver menachai asar. V'chein ein anu malim, b'kla sh'avram malas asma manche beiso. Ela mipnei shehashem tzivano ade Moshe lihimo. V'chein Gidon Asher, after what's the raya? What does Chazal say? We got 613 at Har Sinai. It doesn't say we got 606 with 7 from beforehand. So the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, and it's clear that that's the context, that's the history of mitzvahs. Why is the mitzvah obligatory upon us? When did our halachic mesorah start? That's only at Har Sinai, right? That's what the Maariv Chayes here also says in Brachas. Here, Hinei HaRambam, he quotes Hilchas Malachim, Vulam Perkei Milchas Tfilah, he quotes both of them. V'ha'emes hu v'tabazel lek Hashem cholik, t'ha'avos tiknu atfilas, v'sham b'Hilchas Malachim, d'vadabar Rabbeinu min seder hispashtus mitzvah Hashem. Ad shebo Moshe Rabbeinu, nakad inyan kvi mashahu, l'mbab mashahu chova aleinu, klagadol etzleinu, ein l'meidim mikodem at the Torah, he quotes the Rishalmi in Moed Katan, and the Rambam, in Perakid Hanasha. So that's the important Ha'ara when the Karbon Eidi here says, Tilus Keneged Avos, that's the message of this fifth source. The fifth source is saying that the 18 Tzivuyim in Pekude is where the 18 Brachos come from in our Amida. Okay, we continue. Also remember the fact that there is a Vayaka Pekude, Rav Pam's Ha'ara in his Sefer on Chumash, where Rav Pam notes that we have over 200 psukim in Parshas Vayakha Bakude, such a repeat. It just says it in Truma Tetzaveh. The Torah goes out of its way to teach us the message of V'asisa to Va'asu. How many times do we have plans and dreams and hopes, the V'asisa, and it doesn't always turn into the Vayasu and they actually did it? That's the Chiddush of the Mishkan. Vayasu, Kasher Tziva Samesh Moshe, exactly. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm sorry. Sheva, the bottom of the Amunel. Sheva Shal Shabbos Binai. Now that we have Makoros for the 18, how about for the other Amidas? How do we know? Sheva Shal Shabbos Binai. How do we know the 7? What's the Makar for saying a 7 Bracha Amida on Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Keneged Shiva Kolos, Shekasa Behavu Lashem Bnei Elam. Keneged the Shiva Kolos that it says in that same Mizbar that we're talking about, Havu Lashem, that we say at the beginning of Shabbos, Havu Lashem Bnei Elam says Kol 7 times. And that call is referring to Har Sinai, right? That the call Hashem Bakoach, and the Tos Zerash writes in Brachas, Naf Chavtes, that everybody agrees that Peshabbos Nitna HaTorah, so that's why the call of Har Sinai and the connection of that, the Amid on Shabbos, so that is that Makar. Amar Reb Yudin, An Tun Daria, Keneged Sheva Azkaros, Shekasa Midrash Elam HaShabbos, right? A different Makar, the 7 Shemos of Hashem that were in Mizmar Shir, Liyom HaShabbos. It's been noted that that perek doesn't seem to have anything to do with Shabbos. Tovlo hodos Hashem, unless you're just taught, that old perek is about tzadik v'ra'la rasha v'tovlo. Unless you say that's just when we have time to breathe and when we have time to think about these philosophical issues, and that's why it's called Midrash Shiliyam HaShabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, writes in Parshas Shmos that maybe the Medrash says that there were Megillos. there were scrolls that Klal Yisrael used to study on Shabbos afternoon. And this must be one of those scrolls that they used to study to give them chizuk and to know that there's going to be a time that the Rishon are going to be taken care of, right? And that's what the Ishbar lo yeduch se lo yavin is sos. Before Hashem esek mo esek etzitzik opol yavin lishan dema deyad. But it's going to happen, and this is what one of the scrolls that they studied on Shabbos that gave them chizuk, and that's why it's called Midrash Shel Yom HaShabbos. Good. Teisha shal Rosh Hashanah binai. And how about the 9 bracha amida on Rosh Hashanah? Hadi, what's the source of that? Amar Rabbi Ba Kar Tigna Kenega Teisha Askaros Shukaz Barshas Chana. The 9 Shemos of Hashem that is in these psukim of Chana and Eli before Shmuel was born. Fixit Besofa. And it says at the end of that, Hashem Yadin Avse Aret. Hashem will judge the whole earth. Yadin. Karban Eida says, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. So it's connected to Din. The Pashup Shad of this Gemara, right, it says that 7 on Shabbos, that's every Amid on Shabbos. 18 on weekday, that's every Amid on weekday. Then it says here, 9 on Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like every Amid on Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Amar quotes that that's what it sounds like. The Baal Amar in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Beis and the Daf Yarif says it sounds like it's every Tefillah. but it's not the minug. And that's what others point out, that it's not the minug. The Ramban there in the Melchamas and the Meiri, here in Brachas Daf Chav Tes, where this comes up, also points out, even though it might sound that way, but it's lav davka that it has to be. I read it from the Meiri. The Meiri says here in Brachas Daf Chav Tes, Minyan Brachas Elu Samcho Son Rav Oseidu Shmona Esrei Shebachol Yom Kedek Shmona Esrei Askaris Shebakriya Shema. Another name, Im Lashonos Elokus Sheba Ukneged Yudei Yurchas Chuliyos Shebeshidra Birchas Haminim, and then the seven of Kolos, and then the Teshal Rosh Hashanah Kedek Teshal Askaris Shemar Chanim Betfilasa. V'chavdal shel tainis v'chulu. V'kulam nizkru b'mikra bein lashon rina bein lashon tchina bakasha. Shamru kan. Hani testa Rosh Hashanah k'neged mi limdu chachamim she bigeronda she b'chol tfila, the chachamim in Gerondi, she b'chol tfila shel Rosh Hashanah omrim tes. U'migdolei zakenim meshivin aleihem. Right, and the Gdoli Zakenim, they argued, Sha'af b'Shabbos ha'imenet nilom yurches b'yotzer. Really, we should say, as the Gemara says, we should say all the brachas of the weekday on Shabbos, u'kamo shar b'parak b'shameisu, gavar bar chiyuvahu, v'lo nomru, zayin v'tes, el b'musuf, but we only say it by musuf, u'mikom akum, shem kavet Shabbos, lo etrichu. So we don't want to be matriach, u'barash Hashanah miha dafka b'musuf, only by musuf. So we're not matriach. Umikol makom b'talmud ma'ariv nira, he says from Yerushalmi, it sounds like shemitchil l'haya omrim tes. Right, this is what we had earlier. Right, originally they said nine by all. Right, because what did it say? They blew shofar by shachris. We said this a couple of days ago, and they said, oh, our enemies thought that we were rebelling, so they said, no, we're only going to do it later. So how could you be blowing shofar if you wouldn't be saying Malchias Zochron and Strophos in the morning? It must be you say that at every Amidah, unless you say, and this is what we said then, there's some Rishonim say no, when they used to blow in the morning, so the only Amidah that had the nine was the morning one. Whenever you would blow shofar, that would be the one that would get Malchias Zochronos and Shofros. Okay, but this is nine. Next, Esra Ma'arbashel Tanias Minayin. How do you know the 24 Tanias? Where's the remnant to that? Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Shul Bar Nachman, Treyon Amrin, Kineged, Esra Ma'arba, Pa'amim, Shekasim, Parashat Shlomo, Rina Tfilo Tchina, the 24 times that you find a lushan of some type of prayer in the Parsha of Shlomo when he davened when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Shrina, Tfila, and Tchina. Remember, each of those are different types of Tfila. That's the whole basis of the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfila by Rav Pincus. Different types of Tfila, the 10 types, or even more than 10. But that's putting it all together by the Tfila of Shlomo. Rav Zeira, Rav Shem, Rav Yirmiya, Yachid, B'Tainis. So, now we're back to fast days. So, a Yachid on a Tainis, Tzibur, Tzorach L'Hazker Meina Ma'ora. A Yachid on a Tainis Tzibur has to mention Meina Ma'ora, what we call Anenu. Has to mention what the day is. V'heichanu Omer, where does he say it? So here we're going to have a machlokes in the Gemara. Where do we put in Anenu? So, first opinion, Be'gol Yisrael Rofei Cholem. Right, put it as a separate bracha between Goel and Rofe. Umahu Omer, what is it said? This is one version of Anenu. Anenu Hashem, Anenu. Answer us Hashem, ba'eis uba'ona hazos. At this time, kivitzor gadol anachnu. Al taster panecha mimenu. Do not hide your face. Al tis alei mitchina seinu. Do not go away from our tchina. Ki ata Hashem, kiel chanun rachum. One be'eis sara, podeo matzil b'chaleis tzuka. Right, similar lashon to what we have. Yitzaku al Hashem batzar lahem. Umimitzuko sehem yotziyim. Putting together some sukkim from Tehillim. Bracha Hashem. Right, that's the bracha. Rabbi Yanai b'Rabbi Shmuel b'Shem de Beis Yanai Omer b'Shomei Tfila. Second opinion, no, you don't say it as a separate bracha in between Goel and Rofe, but you say it in Shomei Tfila. Rabbi Yona b'Shem Rav Afilu. So that's the second opinion. That's what we do. Afilu Yachid Shagazar Alatz Botainus. Tzorach Laskim Benem Ora. Rav says even if there's a Tainus Yachid, not a Tainus Sibra, a Tainus Yachid, he also says Anenu. Veichanu Omra. And where does he say Anenu? Says Rav, Rav Zir B'Shem Rav Huna, Omra Kileli Shabbos Kukiyomo. Like Shabbos. What does that mean? Shabbos starts at night. Friday night. So say Anenu, even on a Tainus Yachid, at Ma'ariv. Even though he's not fasting yet. Right? Even though the fasting is only starting in the morning, but still the Chalos Shem Tainus starts at night, even though the fasting is at night, and therefore you can already say it at night. Of course, we don't say Anenu, at night. We don't even say it in the morning, right? There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Samach Hei in Aruch Haim. Din Tfilas Anenu. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Yochid Omer Anenu B'Shomei Tfila. We're in the middle of the sugya, but I just stopped. We'll get to back to the Gemara in a second. Yochid Omer Anenu B'Shomei Tfila. Bein Yochid Shekiba Lov Tainis. You say Anenu and Shomei Tfila, whether it's your own, whether it's Tzibur, ki yachid dami u b'shamei tefila. You say it on shamei tefila. V'omrim kodem ki atah shomea. The Ramah says before ki atah shomea. V'lo yachtom ba'oneh be'eish sara. Ella, you don't say the separate ending. Ella, k'shemagia la'b'chol eitzara v'tzukah, yisayim ki atah shomea. You go back to the regular, like what we do. V'lo yishana mimadbeya habracha afilu k'shemisana yachid, yomar aninu b'tzom ta'ani seinu. Right, you say that even al yachid. Im shachach v'lomar aninu ein machzirin oso, v'imnizkar klem shakar raglov, omri v'lo chasim ala achar tfilasa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yesh omrim, shein yachid, omar aninu ki'im b'mincha. Some say you only say it by mincha. Shema yachuzenu bomis, because if you say it earlier, maybe you'll say it by shacharis, and you won't be able to finish the fast. So you shouldn't say it until towards the end. Shema yachuzenu bomis, v'nimsa shachron b'tfilaso. Avashliach tzibur omer gam b'tfila shacharis. The chazin is saying it on behalf of the tzibur. So you could even say it by shacharis, because it doesn't matter about his personal. Shumis pa'al b'kol ram. She'i efsha shalo yis'anu k'sas mehakol. And he's saying it on behalf of the kahol. Uba arbat somos gam yachad omer b'chol tfilosav. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch says that filo yosir b'omis v'yocha shach l'mim ra'anin b'yom sorv dem t'anis hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch says that the yachid says it on all the tfilos if it is a t'anis tzibur, because even if you don't fast, that's what it's still related to that, and the Ramah says not. The Ramah says v'noagu b'cholat zomoshel la'omru ki im b'mincha milvach liach tzibur she'omer b'shachris k'shemis palel b'kol ram. That is the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah even adds, and even if you daven mincha gedola, you still say it. Still say it because you still fasted till after chatzos. So that's what the our custom is. Again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes aninu in all of the tefillos. And the Rama, of course, the Minhag Ashkenaz only in Mincha. Let's continue now. We're still in the middle. Amar Rabbi Mana, Ana Delo Bat Kise, In Kahada de Rav Yirmiyah, V'In Kahada de Rav Yanai Berab Shmuel. I wasn't sure whether to go like Rav Yirmiyah, which is saying get a bracha by itself, or like the Rav Yanai, which is in Shemei Tfila. Salkas Lasija, I went to the base Medrash. V'Shamas Rav Chunin B'Shem Rav. I heard them say in the name of Rav. Afilu Yachad Shigar Zalasba Tainas Rav Laskim Ben Ora. Everyone, even a Tainis Yachid, you have to mention Anenu. And Heser Rabbi Yossi says, V'hamma Masisa Pliga. But the Brisa seems to say that you don't see it as a separate bracha. Because the Brisa says, V'chol Yom Esaladam Shon Esrei. Every day a person davens an 18 bracha Amida. Uba Moti Shabbos, even on Moti Shabbos. What's the even? Says the Karbana Eda, La'afuki Mid Rabbi Akiva, who says that Atachon Atanu is a separate bracha, so you'd say a 19 bracha Amida on Moti Shabbos. Sefer Haredim elsewhere says, you don't make a separate bracha on Tosefes Shabbos. You might say, it's a weekday, but it's still Tosefes. That's the Moti Shabbos. Umotzei Yom Kippurim, and also it's 18 on Motzei Yom Kippur. What's that Chiddush? Chaim Knievsky, the Karban Eda. Even though they're starving, you might say you say a short in Shmona Esrei, right? No. You say the whole thing. The Haredim says elsewhere, you might have thought that you're Yotzei with Ni'ilah. No, Ni'ilah doesn't count for Ma'ariv. And finally, Uba Motzoi Tainas Sibur, and also Motzoi Tainas Sibur, also, it's an 18 bracha Amida. So what does this Brisa sound like? It's right that it's not a separate bracha b'fnei atzma, because you might say that if it's after a Tainas, right, you should say it, you can keep davening for the Tainas, right? Now you've been fasting the whole time. It sounds like you always say a Tfilas Yurches, right? Kasha and Rav, who said it's bracha b'fnei atzma. The Gemara just adds, Min Mad Amar Reb Yosef Masnisa Pliga, from the fact that he quotes that it's arguing on the Brisa, Havis is Tavis, Ben Goal Yisrael Rofe Cholim, that it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah too, who said that on a Tainis Sibur, you say to Bracha Bifnei Atzma. Right, in this Brisa, it's always 18, period. That's what you get, and therefore you always say it in the middle of Shomea Tfila, at least for the Yachid. Rav Acha Bar Yitzchok B'Shem Rav Chuna, Roba de Tziporen, Yachid B'Tisha B'Av, Tzorach Lahaske Min HaMa'ora, on Tisha B'Av, you have to say Me'en HaMa'ora. What's the Me'en HaMa'ora? So we call it Nachem. The Girsa here is Rachem. Uma Omer, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu. Right? This is one of the brachas that we say, the Yachid says as a separate bracha. We add it into the Yerushalayim Ircha, but it's one of the four brachas that are said only once a year in the Chutz La'aretz. Seven brachas said once a year in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Nachem, and Bi'ur Chametz, and L'Havlik Neshe Yom Kippurim, and the bracha on the Ilanos, and in Eretz Yisrael, of course, we have the three more, Matzah, Maror, and Asher Golanu. Uma Omer, what's the bracha of Tisha B'Av? Rachem, Hashem, Elokeinu, Rachem, Echa, Rabim. Have Rachmanes, Uba Chasadecha, Ne'emanim, Aleinu, Val Yisrael, Amecha, Val Yishlam, Yirecha, Val Tziyah, Mishkan, Kavodecha, V'yalo Ir, Ha'avila, Ha'harusa, on the city that is mourning, that is broken, Hashomima, that is desolate, Hanesuna, Biad Zarim, that's in the hands of strangers, Haramusa, Biad Aritzim, that's trampled, Vayivalu legionos, and legionos, enemy armies have devoured it. Vayichaluhu of deep silim, and they have been violated. Kili Yisrael amchon esata biyavel anachlo, you've given it to Bnei Yisrael, even though it's destroyed. Lazeri Yeshurin Yerusha Horashta, you were morish it to us. Kiva Eish, and this slush, and remember there was some controversy after 1967, that there was some, Rav Gorin and others, that suggested maybe not to say Nachem anymore, in the Girsa that we have it, because you read these lines, it's in, the Goyim are in charge of it, and it's destroyed, and it's, and now you can look around El Yerushalayim, and a lot of it's built up. But the, consensus has come to be that this is not just part of Yerushalayim built up. Look at Har HaBayis. Right, Har HaBayis doesn't have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's still considered HaHarusa HaShomema, right, until we have a Beis HaMikdash. Ki ba'esh achravto ba'esh ata asil levnosa. In fire, you destroyed it, and in fire, you will bring it down, right? That line is one of the rayas that is brought to Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos that talk about, whether the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be built by us, or is going to be built, brought down from Shemayim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi and Tosfos in Mesech HaSukkah, read a Gemara that is going to come bidei Shamayim. It's going to come from heaven. And the Rambam says Beferish that the Melech HaMashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? The three mitzvahs that are going to be done, right? The Bavli and the Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, the three mitzvahs that we are going to do when we come back to Eretz Yisrael as a nation, and that is to appoint a king, to wipe out Amalek, and to build the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the rayas to that idea that it's going to be from Hashem is the Lashon from Nachem. U'be'esh atas elivnosa. Kamara v'ani ha'yalach nu'um Hashem, chomas esh saviv l'chvod ha'yeh bisocha. Again, there's an Abu Draham. The Abu Draham writes in the Seder Tfilas Tanios, Kasav Rav Amram, Sha'omer Nachem Arvis Shachris V'Mincha. Again, which we only say at the Minhag of Ashkenazim, only to say it by Mincha. But Rav Amram says you say it in every Tila. V'Rabbeinu Sadia Kasav V'Mincha Bilvad. The Kasav Arash, Ko Yomai Tamahati, Loma Nohagu Shein Omer Nachem, Ela B'Tilas Mincha. Right? Fine, Anenu, Biom Som Tani Seinu, the Lashon Zem Tani Seinu. So that's why you can't say that, you may be under being a Shachran. But in Nachem, that's just a Tila for the Beis HaMikdash. Why wouldn't you say that in every tefillah? We say Yal V'Yavo in every tefillah. So why wouldn't we say Nachem? So that was the question of the Rosh. Why not? To harm Rina B'Yerushalmi, right? He quotes our Yerushalmi. Yachashim Mistishabav Tzorach Laskim Enam Ha'ora. U'mistama B'cholat Tefillahs Kamar. Arvis, Shachris, U'mincha. Kamo B'Rosh Chodesh. U'Purim B'Tanis. The Kfar Pashat HaMinah K'Divi Rabbeinu Sadia. So it's a Tzorachian. The Minah is like Rabbeinu Sadia going and selling by Mincha. Maybe it's probably low plug to parallel to the other Taniyos. That's what's probably, where it comes from. Why wouldn't you say it by all the other tefillahs? But that's where it probably comes from, and that's the Shulchan Aruch we read before, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tainis, that was in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, but this is now in Tav Kuf Nun, Tav Kuf Samach Hei, and earlier in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin is where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Nachem, B'tisha B'av Omer, B'boni Yerushalayim, Nachem, Hashem Alkinu Saveli Tzion, Va'aneinu B'shabay Atfila, V'im Lo Omer, Lo Zeh, V'lo Zeh, Ein Machzirin Oso. Ramah, right? The Shulchan Aruch just says, say it. It sounds like in every tefillah, the minhag of the Sfaradim. And the Ramah says, v'minhag pashu, shein omer menachem, rak b'tfilas mincha, shel tishabav. Lefi, so I said it because of a low plug. I think there's another reason, given by the Rishonim, because that's when the ikar burning happened. Lefi sha'az, heitzisu eish b'mikdash, v'lachin mispalim oz al hanachama. Quoting from the Abu Draham. Fine. And if you say, the Ramah adds, if you have to eat on tishabav, you say nachem in birchas hamazon. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avduma, Ditzibran Boy Kumi Rabbi Mana, Hechanu Omra, where do you say Nachem in the Amida? Amalei Vaidanat Lazu, you still have a question about this? Kenam Rav Yermia B'Shem Rav, don't you know the rule? Called Rashi Ulaba, anything that's about the future, Omer Ba'avoda. You say it, in Avoda, by Ritzei. So Yalav Yavo, right? We're davening for the future and the Karbanos coming back. Called Rashi Ula Sha'avar, anything about the past, Omer Bahodaya. So Al Hanisim, about Purim and Chanukah, that's about the past. That's Hoda in the past. You say that in Hoda, in Modim. Anything about the future, asking for the Avodas, that we say in the in Avoda in Ritzei. And Masisa Amar Kena, way the Mishnah Brachas gives us a little way to remember this. totally out of context, but when you go into a city and you leave a city, you give thanks that you were safe and daven that you could have, be safe in the future, but that's a rem as nosin hoda l'sha'avar. When it's l'sha'avar, what's in the past, then you put it into the bracha of hoda. If it's soeg l'asalavo, and when it's tefillah for the future, so then you put it into ritzei where you're davening for the future. So, l'maskara, what does that mean? So what's Tisha B'Av? So it's machlokas in the mafarshim. Some say, ah, Tisha B'Av is about the past. And therefore you should put Tisha B'Av in the, hoda. But that's not really hodah. Others say no. Tisha B'Av is about davening for the future, rachim, and therefore put it into ritzei. Either way, we don't do either. We put it into b'Yerushalayim ircha. Period. Ezohu me'ein shmona esrei. So we mentioned earlier that you say 18. It's la'afuke some other tanoim. That sometimes you say a short in shmona esrei. Where's that? Ezohi me'ein shmona esrei. So Rav Amar, how would you say a short in shmona esrei? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar sof kol bracha bracha. Rav says, you say the first and last line of every bracha. Shmuel amar rosh kol bracha bracha. Shmuel said, no, you say one phrase from every bracha. Is tani tani shava mein shmona esrei, v'is tani shmona esrei mein shmona esrei. So one brisa says there's 7, one brisa says there's 18. So mand amar shava mein shmona esrei m'seil shmuel. The one who says there's only 7, that's like Shmuel, who says that the middle, there's three, the big three, the first three and the last three are always the same. But the middle, Shmuel says, is all one bracha. Every bracha gets a phrase. Man damar shmona esrei me'ein shmona esrei misayel rav. The one that says 18, it's like Rav, who says shorten just means you say the beginning and the end of each bracha. So what's Shmuel's paragraph? How do you get one line for each bracha? So here it is. We know this from Havinenu. Amalei Havinenu. That's from Hashivenu. Ritzei Tshuvasenu, right? That's Hashivenu. Slach lanu goalenu. Rifa cholenu. Barech shenosenu. Amar b'chagai. So what about here? What about the same talamata or the same bracha? So it depends. Imay b'osak shamim omer gishme bracha. You say those two words. Imay talalim omer tzvali bracha. But the Bavli says that you just can't say this in the winter. Because if you say a line like this, it looks like a separate bracha, and it's not a separate bracha. Kima fuzarim ata makabets, right? Makabit kibas galdias. Vitoim alecha lishpot. That's hashiva shoftenu. Val harishoyim tashis yatcha. Put your hand on the rishoyim. Vyisav kol kachosei bach. That's alat tzadikim. Bibin yani recha. Ubechidish beis mikdashecha. Ki terem nikra atos saaneh. That's shomiyat tefila. Kaamor vahayatem yigram ani aneh. Od heim edamer vani yashma. Baruch Hashem. Ki ata ki shama kol tachanunoi. Baruch Hashem shomiyat tefila. So that's the shortened version that is said by Shmuel. The Omer shows brachas. We showed the shows brachas achronos. But the first three and the last three, that's not up to shortening. That has to be said fully, even when you shorten the Shmona Esrei. Good. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah the 6 additional brachas. The first two were zachronos and shofros, and yet 4. Perkum of Tehillim that were made into brachas. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the first two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lohay Tzorach Lomer Zechronos for Shofars. You don't say those two. El Omer Tachteyam. One bracha you say Ra'av Kiyeh Ba'aretz Dever Kiyeh V'Gomer. You say Psukim in the discussion in Sefer Malachim when there was Tefillah and then Asher Ha'idvar Hashem Al Yirmiyo Al Divrei HaBatzores when there was a famine V'Omer Chosmeyam and you say a chasima to each of the Perkum of Tehillim. Says the Gemara. The next couple of lines has different mefarshim say different things. Some of the machronim here say that if you look in the Shibali Haleket in Hilchos Shabbos, right, one of the Rishonim Kuf Chavtes, he has the following shot of this gemara: Kol habrachos achar chisumehen. All brachos, the ending is the key. Even if you messed up the beginning of the bracha, you said the wrong one. If you said the brachat Hashem, the good ending, you're good. Vein omer bracha pasuk, but you should not end the bracha right before brachat Hashem with the pasuk. That's how we understand this line. So where it says, "Hey, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Elazar Kumi Rabbi Yosa, b'kiven du amar achachis chos moseyan." If you say the ending, the bracha Hashem is the key. The yomar bracha pasuk. Then what's the difference? Say a pasuk right before the bracha. Even if you said the wrong thing, it will be okay. What's wrong with saying a bracha? Right? What's wrong with saying a pasuk right before the ending? Amrin chakim hu adin talya. Is this young one so smart? Meaning, no, you didn't understand the brisa. Tehusavar, he thought mahu achachos mayan. He thought, what did it mean? Acharchos mehen. Shim haya omid b'shachres v'iskir shal arvis. If it's morning, and by mistake you said the night, you said asher b'dvarim arv aravim. V'chazer v'chazer b'shal shachres yotza. You thought that's what it meant. As long as you said the brachat Hashem properly or yotze, that's not what it meant. This is what it meant, acharchos mehen. Amar of acha, kol habrachas me'ein chos mosehen. every bracha has to end off right before the bracha da Hashem with a summary me'ein chasima. That's what that first line meant. And therefore the line right before the bracha da Hashem is crucial. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that you can't have a pasuk. You can't have that as a pasuk. Why can't you have that as a pasuk? Why can't you have that as a pasuk? So if you look in the in that Shibali Halaket, the Shibali Halaket quotes is Hilchos in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes, because if you have a pasuk, most of the psukim that we quote are about being mishabeach a of a person, and then the bracha is praising Hashem. So it's kielu you're doing the person before Hashem. The time of the milsa says the Shibali Halaket, b'risha nira kemaktim birchas eved l'rabo, ba'omro samach lechasima pasuk shenemar ikar b'lashem bracha lehedyot. It's like a bracha for a head yod, and then giving a bracha to Hashem. You can't do that. That's like the Gemara in Nedarim that says that shame, Maki Tzedek Melech Shalem, lost the kahuna. Why? Because first he gave a bracha to Avram, and then he gave a bracha to Hashem. Right? It should always be flipped. So that's why one has to be careful. The Gemara just ends off now. Back to the Gemara says that they used to add in a bracha in the brachas of the Haftorah. V'ilein da'amrin tzali v'aroni yeshev asiyon kigoda b'kir b'kadosh Yisrael ein bo mishim bracha patzik. That's not a problem. Why isn't that a problem? So some say, the Pnei Moshe says that they used to say this after the bracha was finished. Okay, then it's just after the bracha. The Marifolda says, well, if you say kakasuv, you're proving the previous point with the pasuk, so then that's also not a problem. But if you look in the Shibali Halakhah himself, he says, this pasuk is about Kfar Hashem. The whole problem was about giving a bracha to a hedyot before you give a bracha to Hashem, but this pasuk is not about a bracha to a hedyot. Therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Tainus Daf Yud Aleph.